are no longer muted.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock on April 9th, 2020. And this is a continuation of the Town of Curie Beach Town Council Emergency Meeting. May I have a motion to continue the emergency meeting?
Make a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, this evening, as usual, since it's been a long day for the department heads already, we'll start with them. Chief Kennedy.
Mr. Mayor, Commissioners, I have no updates. Any questions?
Any more donations on PPE?
Yeah, we did. We're very good on PPE right now, but people can keep bringing it to the firehouse and we can distribute it out once we get a countywide inventory, basically. There's someone with the county keeping track of that as we speak, so we'll know a little bit more as the week progresses. We meet twice a week virtually, so it seems that everybody, as far as the fire departments are concerned, they're good on PPE right now.
How's the hospital, have you heard?
I do know that the hospital is taking donations for homemade masks, and they're setting up a couple of stations of how they can do it, how they can get material out. I believe that's been all over the news. And my mom's even doing that as well. So I know there's quite a few people in the community making masks that meet their guidelines to get to the hospital. So I will say that the inventory is being tracked by the Hanover County Fire, and they are in touch with the hospital. So if the hospital does need something, they'll definitely reach out to us.
Excellent. Thanks, Ted.
Thank you. Chief Bowden.
Several updates. I've written a couple more tickets on the beach. Everybody seems to be complying. And we did get 100 masks in today from our supplier. And we expect some more coming in the next week or so. So we're pretty good. And a couple of nice individuals have brought us masks and some hand sanitizer. So I'd like to thank them. And that's really about it.
No unusual calls. I mean, related to the pandemic.
Nothing unusual. We're right on track.
And any issues working between you and the building inspector on the short-term rental issues?
We're working through a couple of things. So
I saw you guys at the house, I think, this morning, so I just wondered how that's
going. We're working on a couple of things. My guys are, I've got one guy, he's going to check every third day, I guess, when he works. He's going to go around to the short-term rentals and make sure that they're compliant. And if not, we're giving it to John and making sure it's not an ongoing issue.
And on some of the ones you've investigated, John, you can jump in. Are some of them actually owners or family as opposed to actually violating the rule from what you can find?
I'll get to update you on this stuff anyway. So.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah,
I did have a question for the chief.
Sorry.
I wanted to mention, Chief, I've had some information from some of the residents about people parking illegally down at Ocean Dunes, and I know that's private property. I just want to make sure that they need to go ahead and contact tow or
yes,
whatever
sir.
They wish to do.
Yes, sir.
Is that correct?
Property and they have to contact their own towing company. I'm assuming they have one that they would use, and same with the rigging.
Okay.
We've had one issue with that, and we've addressed it. So
if they ask someone to leave on private property, is that a trespassing issue where you guys would get involved in, or no?
We could get involved in it. We just get in touch with the car.
Right. You could arrest the person, but not the car. The car is the issue. Okay. I got you.
Okay. Thanks, Chief.
Thanks, Chief.
Department Head Batson.
Yes, sir. So as far as the short-term rentals are concerned, there are several that we've identified and reached out to them. Looks like one in particular that a neighbor reported turned out to be some sort of scam. They weren't supposed to be there at all. So that person is gone now.
Did the owner want to press charges? Did they're working through? Okay, good.
Yep.
Awesome. Good job, our neighbors.
There's another one on the same street that I reached out to the rental company. It's the largest rental company in Curie Beach. They have the most rentals, and From what he said, he has not rented the house. It's not common for the owner to let people stay there whenever they want. And I kind of left that one alone. He did also say that he has locked out every one of his rentals for the entire month of May into mid-May. Or excuse me, entire month of April into mid-May. And so I don't anticipate any more issues with his. There's a couple others that we're watching. Chief Bowden has graciously asked his guys to go through and do some record license plates at different ones that we've identified, and I'm checking those also. So we're watching them. People are being semi-responsive, I guess, but bottom line, somebody said if the homeowner says that's my friends and I'm letting them stay there, I'm kind of been hands off. That's all I have on short-term rentals, unless you have other questions. I was asked by two of you guys what was going on with the 1004.5 beach access way. The contractor has lost three of his guys due to the current issues. So he's a slow crew. He backed up a little bit. He should be back on site next week sometime. And that's what's going on with that. Other than that, business as normal. Still doing several inspections throughout the day. I've got a brand new house permit in the office yesterday, working through normal day-to-day activities.
Contractors seem to be and they're working.
They're working. I don't know if they're working to hurry up and get done or they're working because it's their daily routine. I'm not sure. There's been quite a few closings that were scheduled over the next couple of weeks. They're trying to meet those deadlines. So.
Okay. Any other questions?
Excellent job. Thank you, John. Mandy? So, you had emailed me earlier and asked me about the ferry.
Yes.
So, we reached out to them today. That route is closed for the ramp and the course, obviously, for the ramp replacement project, and the contractors have halted work due to the stay-at-home order, so they're not working, even physically working on it right
okay.
now. It was scheduled to open April 6th, but with construction halted, it's going to be delayed out quite a bit to finish that, but we don't have a date yet.
Okay, so they're not working on the ferry at all. And they don't know when they're going to restart until this thing is...
They said they weren't going to start it until the stay-at-home expired.
Okay.
So we should be okay there.
Okay, so currently stay-at-home expires on the 30th, but the governor hasn't said what he's going to do next. Okay.
Okay. The next thing I'm asking for is just for clarification. At an earlier meeting, we had discussed the fine for being on the beach. And I just am asking administratively for a motion for that because I'm not sure if we did a motion and I missed. So I just want to, for the record, get a motion on that $150 fine for the citation for being on the beach.
You need that now? We'll do it.
Okay.
I make a motion that the fine for violating the state of emergency order to not be on the beach be set at $150.
I'll second that for now.
So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. That's all I have unless you have questions for me.
No, Mandy. We're cruising.
How's the call volume, Mandy? I'm sorry. Just town hall calls? Anything
I think
unusual?
Town hall phones were busy today, but I was on several calls today, so I didn't get to chime in and answer. Any emails I'm getting, obviously, I'm forwarding out to whomever they belong to. But the phones seemed busy today.
Anything unusual? Do we know what it was? Beth or Arlen? Any unusual questions or same stuff?
Most of it was just normal things.
Okay.
The fact that bills have gone out last week.
And the calls I've taken, it's just been about their balance and how they pay their bill or they need public works to schedule trash pickup. So that was it.
Okay, good.
All right.
Awesome.
Arlen?
I'll just have one update, which is we had a conference call with our FEMA manager yesterday about all of this. So We'll probably submit our first request next week, which will probably be in the neighborhood of about $10,000 as a starting point. But there's a few questionable things, not questionable, but things whether they'll be covered, in particular the lifeguards on the beach, whether they're, what work they're being paid will be covered or not. But we're following through on that, and hopefully it will be.
Yeah, that's outstanding, so quick. You guys are always quick.
It's going to be an ongoing reporting every 30 days with any new expenses.
Good. Any concern from getting stuff from the department heads?
No, everything's been good. No complaints. Working, you know, in regard to the budget, the information that was requested. So working through that for the to prepare for the next budget meeting next Friday.
Okay. Thank you, Arlen. Nikki?
Just a quick update. We put 8 signs in and around this golf course with the message that you guys wanted displayed. And all the other amenities over there are currently under chain and lock. So they were zip tied, and that wasn't enough, apparently. So now they're all locked. So, yeah, other than that.
Okay, so you're up to speed. Thank you very much, Nikki. Quick work. Good job. Do we have Jimmy? Are you on the phone?
Jimmy, I didn't.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. I'm here.
Okay, Jimmy. Anything going on here this week or today that we need to be made aware of?
No, sir. We've had quite a bit of phone calls about the courtesy pickup. We're getting everything lined up for next week on that. We assisted recreation today on locking and changing all the accesses to the park and stuff like that. But other than that, Mr. Mayor, we're good.
Okay, any questions for Jimmy? Okay, Jimmy, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, also today, Mayor Pro Tem and Emergency Manager Commissioner David Hagler and I were on the telephone with the people from the county and the other municipalities and the city. We also had part of the hospital leadership join us today. Hospital leadership has said that the cases are continuing to rise. Now, they're not exponential at this point in time, but they haven't gone over the top or come down the other side. But they are continuing to rise, and there are a few folks on ventilators. The good news out of the 54 is I think that 20 plus have recovered. So we have a very, we have a good path, but we're not finished. He was clear to say that without a great deal of testing, it's hard to predict exactly what we could foresee in the future as this builds up. He did say, based on their models, that we should have enough bed capacity, but this hospital does service a few counties. And it was more concern about our medical personnel needed to take care of us. His plea was to please continue the social distancing, give us all a chance to make sure this thing is as mild as it can be. The other thing we did in that phone call was we discussed that the county restrictions end on the 13th, and we have been looking at those restrictions in detail, each one. And we are having additional phone calls on that to determine what will be extended as of the 14th. I really don't have much to add to that particular point right now. Commissioner Hagler, do you recall anything else you want to say?
Yes, I would say that as I sent out in our emergency update, they talked a bit about the strategy, which is good to hear. Just to remind everyone and for council, the strategy really is to make sure that we do not exceed the capacity of the health services to ensure they offer health care to any of us that need it, right? So if during this event you have a heart attack or you break your leg and you go to the hospital, you don't get turned away because all the beds are out of capacity with COVID-19. That's the strategy, right? That's success. And the health department, just like the mayor said, their estimate is right now the path we're on leads to that. So they don't see themselves getting out of capacity based on the actions that have been taken at the federal, state, and local level at this point. Having said that, you know, they still point out we're not at our peak yet. And so as the county looks at the actions they've taken, which expire, as the mayor said, early next week, their input to the leadership team was that they should look at each of them individually and then keep the ones that make sense. So that's what the discussion is at this point. The county's talking about that again tomorrow. We'll be involved in a call, and then we'll see what happens from that call. May not know actually until Monday when they have a formal meeting and actually extend or change or modify the actions that we're under right now. From our side, the mayor has done a good job of explaining here's the concerns we have from our department heads and from our citizens. So we got our opportunity to talk, and we shared here's what Curie Beach's concerns are, here's what the feedback is from our citizens, here's what our department heads are seeing as a challenge. So did every other community. So Riceville, Carolina, Bloomington all spoke during that meeting. And so the county is doing a good job, I feel, of getting all the inputs as they're trying to, you know, manage their way through the process. We have another call with them tomorrow, and when we wrap up this meeting, I think we're going to propose to have a meeting after that in case there's any actions council needs to take based off that call tomorrow. It is good to see that county leadership and the other municipalities understand what we're trying to do. And what we're trying to do is make sure that no matter what reason you would go to the hospital, you are still served like you are today. And that's pretty important. When we think about, oh, this issue only impacts me if I get it, well, that's not true. If you break your leg and you go to the hospital and can't get seen, then it impacts you. So just realize that the strategy is for all of us, not just for the people that get COVID-19. It's for our sons and daughters who get hurt playing on the bike, you know, or it's for our wife or husband that cuts their hand bad enough to be taken to the hospital, or someone gets sick with something else, or any of the other things that people go to the hospital for. So that's really who it's for. It's for everyone, not just for COVID-19 victims. That's all I got, sir.
Okay. So strategy number one is keep you safe. Strategy number two is to make sure that you can get what you need if you do get sick and social distancing fails for you. The next strategy would be to make sure that when you need care, that the first responders have everything that they need to keep themselves protected and to keep their families protected. So this, I know I'm preaching to mostly the choir, but in this case, we just need to keep social distance, follow the rules, deal with the little bit of inconvenience that we all are facing, and we will get through it much quicker and much safer and with less loss of life. Any of the commissioners have any other points they want to bring up?
No.
Niall? No? Nothing? John? Okay. Then I guess what we'll do is we'll open it up to how many people on the phone, Mandy?
We have 47.
Okay. We will open it up to questions. Remember to state your name and your address.
Hello?
Yes.
Ted Wilkinson, 625 Seventh Lane. In the discussion today, was there any discussion of surveillance testing in the county for the population?
We did not get into that particular discussion. The only discussion that we did have relative to testing was the fact that there has not been widespread testing, particularly in the county, so it's hard to predict what the peaks would be. I know that they're all working on that particular effort, but there was nothing shared by the hospital in this particular meeting.
Thank you.
Yep. Anyone else? Unmute your phone and speak up. Well?
Yeah, so to set the meeting for tomorrow, today's call actually took about an hour and 15 minutes, I think,
yeah,
right?
It was about an hour and 15 minutes, right.
I think we'd probably want to do it 2 hours after that call. Is it scheduled for 12 or 1, or is it not
scheduled for 12?
So
noon again.
Can I make a motion? Is 2 okay for you, Joe, or do you want to do it at 5 after work hour?
I could do it at 4, because I have a work call at 2:30. I got it because I missed it last week.
No, that's fine.
That's all right, Will.
How about just 5? Is 5 okay? Then I make a motion we adjourn this. Continue this meeting. Thank you. I had good people out there telling me what to say. And we continue this meeting until 5 p.m. Friday afternoon.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you all. Good evening.
I know it's